On s'en va au vestiaire avec Tomáš Tatar.
Two in a row, it's kind of tough to defend in this league. I mean, guys did a great job, you know. Unfortunately, they didn't score, but, you know, we stick it together and, you know, we had a great answer.
Were you just as surprised as everyone else about the winning goal, how it went in?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you know, their D-man made a little mistake and I just saw the puck. I might be there first. I was just trying to poke it to Gale. I saw he's coming by the post and, you know, he made a quick reaction. You know, he adjusts and, you know, that's why he's a good player.
You talked about coming into the season wanting to redeem yourself from last year. You have got off to a really great start. What do you think it's been the key to you getting off to that great start personally?
No, I mean, you know, we all playing really great hockey and, you know, when team is playing great, the individuals are coming up too. So, I mean, you know, thanks to my teammates, you know, I might look a little sharper there this year than last year. I mean, you know, we just have to continue, you know, stay humble and, you know, play great hockey.
Last week against the Sharks, the Kings, you guys said that you weren't able to get on the inside of the defenseman enough. It was a big defense against tonight. Do you think you did enough to get on the inside tonight?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think we had a lot of quality scoring chances, so we just... You know, didn't put the puck in the net, but I think we had a lot of good scoring chances. You know, we get in and, you know, we couldn't find the net, but, you know, at the end of the night, we won a game and that's what counts.
Thank you.
Voilà pour Tomáš Tatar. Encore une fois, il a partagé le crédit de son début de saison avec ses coéquipiers. Et Danny, tu l'as répété à plusieurs reprises, l'âme de ce trio-là est Philippe Dano. Mais Tatar en profite. Il est toujours là au bon moment, au bon endroit. C'est lui qui a provoqué le but de la victoire avec Gallagher. Ils sont partis en échec avant tous les deux. Un harponnage et... On a pu finir le travail.
On dit maintenant que les bâtons doivent être actifs constamment. Ben, on en a eu un bel exemple.
Carl Alsner, une performance très honnête pour
Absolument.
Un premier match.
Good going, guys.
Okay, yeah, I was a little tired after the 5D for the first 10 minutes. And now as the game went on, you start to notice a little bit of rust. Just getting into battles, like you can mimic battles all you want, but once it comes down... tires you out pretty fast, so felt okay though, and that was it was a nice team to come in against because they're a big challenge, they're a big team, so kind of get thrown into the fire.
I was going to ask. The game was good too.
I mean, yeah, it was good. I mean, I thought we were playing pretty darn fast. I mean, there's quite a few special teams stuff going on in the second and the third, but yeah, the pace of the game was fine, and I felt good out there with it, so that was nice.
And then for the first game that you're playing, you guys need to defend a one-goal lead in the third, which was the first time this year. How did you think, in general, it went, although you guys did give up the game-tying goal there?
It went okay. I mean, we knew they were gonna make a push, and that's usually what happens. They started using their big bodies and protecting the puck pretty good and getting their cycle game. So we held on pretty good, but, you know, power plays in the third period with a team that's kind of feeling it. It's tough, but we still got to find a way, and we did find a way in the end.
Thank you.
Voilà pour Carl Alsner. Moi, je retiens sa phrase du début d'année quand on lui a annoncé qu'il ne jouait pas. Nous étions à Pittsburgh au lendemain du premier match à Toronto.
Ouais.
Puis il a dit, je suis pas content, mais je suis pas un chialeux. Je n'irai pas me plaindre. Il a fait ça comme un vrai joueur d'équipe, lui aussi.
Oui,
Max Domi, qui a marqué un but très important le premier du match.
They've been good to me since I've got here, so I've heard nothing but good things. I haven't had the time to really get out and explore too much, but hopefully soon. Yeah.
That first goal, obviously, you looked like you were extremely relieved. Talk to me about the sensation it was going in and so quickly in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can come out of the gates and get a quick one like that and get your team out to a lead, it's a good feeling for our group. And, I mean, it was a huge win for sure. So overall, we're really happy with the effort.
Did you know you had a partner on the other side? And did you consider for a second going to the other side? Or
You know what? I mean, I think when you're in the first shift like that, you want to test the goalie a little bit and some back pressure. So not much room to make a pass there, but got lucky.
I asked Carl the same thing. Was your first opportunity trying to protect the one-goal lead in the second? You did give up the game-tying goal, but how did you feel it went in general?
Good. I mean, I think that's something we can learn on, and that's stuff that... as a group, we can always build on and learn. I mean, we can play with the lead in this league and hold on to it, not sit back, and then just keep enforcing and making the plays.
Thank you very much.
Merci, Jérémy Filosa, en compagnie de Max Domi. Oui, ils ont protégé l'avance, mais pas tout à fait jusqu'à la fin parce qu'ils ont donné le but égalisateur. Mais quand même... défensivement, ils ont fait quand même un job plus correct.
Je pense qu'ils le savent.
Oui, absolument.
Ce qu'ils nous disent, dans les propos, se passe à l'intérieur, ces deux affaires.
On va écouter Brandon Gallagher, le héros ce soir du match.
this game was sort of a test to see how you can play against the team right? The way the Blues are built.
We weren't all that concerned. We know we just didn't play well enough against LA for whatever reason. We didn't have our legs that night. We don't have our legs. We're not going to be a good team. We're a skating team. We got to play to our strengths. Tonight, I thought we were able to do that. It was a pretty even game though. Both sides, I think it was pretty close. It could have went either way, and those are the ones that you have to win. Those are points that mean a lot at the end of the year. So it's nice, especially after giving up the goal, that we were able to respond the right way.
Brendan, you were around from some very good starts that this team has had over the years. What kind of effect can this have over the longer course?
We've had two really good starts here. One of them ended up well. One of them didn't end up well. So, it's important to learn from that stuff. Obviously, there weren't many guys around. When you look around the room, so that's kind of something that you can pass on. Obviously, it's important to get off to a good start. It does mean a lot to get out of the gate, and stay competitive, but it's a lot of hockey to be played, and we got to continue to grow, continue to learn, because everyone else around the league is going to continue to get better.
On that game-winning goal, less than 10 seconds to go, you're thinking to yourself, I'm just going to apply as much pressure as I can, and let's see if good things can happen?
Yeah, you're trying to score. You're always trying to score. And obviously, the puck got dumped out. I was F1. My job was just to go hard. And the other guys did a good job. Obviously, it's a break for us, but you got to be in the right spots. And like I said, I think Tuna did a good job of just being there and creating the turnover.
Thank you.
Voilà. Alors, Jérémy Filosa l'amenait sur le but de la victoire. Il dit, on est allé à fond en échec avant, puis on a essayé de provoquer quelque chose, puis ça a marché.
Oui. Oh non, écoute, il y a de la chance dans la victoire d'aujourd'hui. Oui. Les entraîneurs, les joueurs le savent. Écoute, c'est le but 1 et 3, là, c'est sans dire que c'est des cadeaux, c'est des buts. Certainement que ça enlève rien à la combativité des joueurs, mais c'était des buts facilement oui. marqués, contrairement à certains soirs.
Jordy Ben, lui, qui n'a pas eu un client facile en première période.
Pepper Pricey here. Any team that only gets three shots in a period is going to come in and regroup and focus on getting the puck to the net. That's how you score a goal, so that's what they did.
And Jordy, if you can just repeat on how that fight came about. It was so surprising, so early in the game. What happened there?
Maroon just hit me and then asked me if I wanted to go, and I said, yeah, sure, let's go. Let's score off and let's get to it. Didn't come out anywhere. I don't know if he pre-planned it or he wanted to get the boys going. It's just one of those things. It's hockey.
When you don't wear a visor like you do and you have to go up against a guy who does wear a visor, do you think to yourself, man, I'm at a disadvantage here. If anybody's going to get hurt, it might be me.
No, you don't think about that. You're just you're concentrating on the fight. You don't his visor's not very big at all, so if I could get a punch in, I don't think I'd hit his visor.
Can you talk a little bit about how Carl did tonight in his first game? What did you see from him?
Yeah, really, really good. Carl's steady. He's always been that way. He's played a lot of games in this league for a reason, and he displayed what he can do on the ice tonight. He was moving the puck well and doing his job.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Voilà, Jordy Ben avec Jérémy Filosa. Écoute, la famille Ben a eu une grosse semaine parce que si vous avez vu la bagarre que son frère Jimmy a livré à Miles Wood des Devils de New Jersey.
C'est un furieux bagarreur.
Écoute, là, c'était à l'époque de Max Domi, de Ty Domi, ça ressemblait à ça.
Ouais.
On est là avec Mike Riley, la première étoile du match. Il a joué vraiment tout un match, lui.
Yeah, it was good. It's pretty special to get your first as Montreal Canadian. I think it's pretty special. And, obviously, I didn't get it when I came here at the end of the year when I played those 19, 20 games. But definitely, to top it off for the win, it makes it even more special, more something I'll cherish for sure.
Looked like that play might have been broken up. It was pretty close there. It was tight on the line. You were dancing on it.
Yeah, I think it was. I think just off instincts a little bit. I think I just said that I kind of saw the guy's feet turn, and I knew I kind of had him, so I went the other way. But definitely don't want to play risky hockey, but I guess when there's a play to be there, there's a time and a place to make him. I guess I made it.
You clearly had a lane there for the shot. Did you see the top corner was open, or you just thinking, I'm going to put it on net?
Yeah, if I remember right, I think our guy was slowly screening, and he was kind of working his way to the other side of the net. And I think when he went to the other half and kind of blinded the goalie quick, I guess I just tried to kind of put it on the right side. And You know, luckily it went in. It was good. It was good. I think it was good for us.
Congratulations on the game. Thank you.
Mike Riley, écoute, son but qui était le but qui donnait les devants aux Canadiens 2-1, là. Tu l'as dit, Braden Shen, lui, il allait pour l'échapper. Il voulait faire un peu ce que Paul Byron fait souvent, là, harponner la rondelle, à l'enlever à Riley, finalement, qui tentait de faire une passe. Puis Riley, au lieu de ça, il s'est déplacé en roulant le long de la ligne bleue, puis il l'a déjoué. Il a déjoué Braden Shen avec une belle feinte. Il a laissé partir un tir, puis même encore là, sans jeter la pierre encore sur Jake Allen. Jake Allen n'avait pas l'air prêt à avoir le tir. Lui, il avait l'air prêt à regarder son joueur partir en échappée, je ne sais pas quoi, mais Riley a joué un match très solide, un but, une passe ce soir.